We all wear masks throughout life. But what are they? Where do they come from? Why are they so dangerous? How can we get rid of them? That's what we look at in this episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Now, as you're listening to this on audio only, just for the first few minutes, imagine that I'm wearing a completely blank white mask over my face. That just sets the scene. Enjoy the episode. What are we talking about today? Well, let's start at the beginning. I could tell you that my name is Keith Blakemore Noble. I could tell you I'm the UK's number one fear strategist. I could tell you about the thousands of people whose lives have transformed around the globes in the past 11 years. I could tell you all manner of things. Right now, there'd be very little point. Because right now, you're probably not really focusing on what I'm saying. You're not really paying attention to what I'm saying. Right now, your attention's focused on this, the mask. You're probably thinking, what on earth is he wearing on his face? What's he got that mask on for? You might be thinking, what's behind the mask? At some level, consciously or unconsciously, you are thinking, what is he hiding? What's he hiding? And that, my friend, that makes it really difficult for you and I to connect. Because when someone's wearing a mask, when they're hiding behind a mask, we get that sense that they're hiding something, and it makes it really difficult to connect. And that is a problem. Because connection is a fundamental part of all human interaction. You can't get to know someone, let alone like them or trust them, if you can't connect with them. And you can't connect with them if they're wearing a mask. However, that's better. Hello. I take the mask off. Well, now we can begin to connect. That's much better. Much more like it. So I've got a question for you. Yes, you, watching this now, whether you're watching this live or whether you're catching it on replay, I've got a question for you. Given that we've seen how difficult it is to connect with someone who's wearing a mask, my question for you is this. Why are you wearing a mask? Why are you wearing a mask? Not just one mask, but mask upon mask, layer upon layer of masks. All right. I know what you're thinking. Right now, you're probably thinking, what the heck's he on about? I'm not wearing a mask. What's this crazy fool on about? And that, my friend, that's the most dangerous type of mask of all. It's the kind of mask you've been wearing for so long, you're not even aware that you're wearing it. That truly is the most dangerous type of mask. You're probably still not convinced, not too sure what's going on here. So let me explain. Come with me on a journey back to when I was young and the world was black and white. I grew up on a farm pretty much in the middle of nowhere in rural Aberdeenshire. For the first 3 years, it was just me, my mum, my dad, and the radio for company. After 3 years, my sister came along. It was still just us, me, mum, dad, my sister, and the radio for company. I got really good at learning how to interact with the radio, less good at learning how to interact with other people, because we didn't really tend to see many other people. Here's a wee tip for you. Did you know, although on the radio you can just retune it when it gets boring, apparently you can't do that to people. That's considered rude. Who knew? Anyway, we grew up there, middle of nowhere. And then when I was about the age of 5, we moved to a small village of about 700 or 800 people. I went to school. First day at school, loads of children there, loads of other kids there. Wow! And of course they all knew each other because they'd all grown up together and they were all playing with each other and so on. And that looked fun. That looked fun, right? So I wanted to join in. So I went to go to try and join in with some of them. And they wouldn't let me. Yeah. It's a bit sad, right? Yeah, it hurt a bit. So, part of me started thinking without realizing it. Part of me started thinking, oh, what is it they don't like about me? Ah, I know what it is. Maybe if I pretend not to be that, maybe then they'll like me. And that was it. Bam, on come the masks. Starting to wear these masks without even realizing it. Starting to wear these masks that hide who I am in the hopes that people will not see who I really am and they'll start to like me. That started a pattern which was carried on throughout school life, secondary school, university life, wearing all these masks, hiding who I really was, growing up in the 70s and 80s with no real role models, just hiding every possible thing that people might dislike, hiding it behind masks. Eventually, about the age of 25 or so, I got married. Yay! Go me! Awesome! And things were going well for the first couple of years. But after a couple of years, my wife and I started to realize things weren't going quite how we'd expected. Life, marriage wasn't quite the bed of roses that they all promised it's going to be, right? What's going on? Why was that? Couldn't figure out what was going on. Couldn't figure out why this was just not working out. And then one day it hit me. Of course my marriage wasn't working. I'm gay. Sorry, ladies, it's true. Sorry, gents, I'm now happily taken. But that was the reality for me at that point in life. I spent so much time hiding all these facets of who I was, hiding all these things people might dislike. I didn't even know who I was anymore. That is the danger of hiding behind all your masks. Now, okay, that's maybe a wee bit of an extreme example. But it shows what happens when we spend our life hiding behind all of these different masks. Is any of this ringing true for you? Is any of this starting to make you think, yes. Pop in a comment. Let me know. Share what's happening for you. But that was life for me. And that's when I realized about all these masks that we're wearing. You see, why do we wear masks? Well, we wear masks, just like I was doing, just like we all do, because deep down we all have a fundamental human need. And that is the need to be liked. We all like to be liked, yeah? I mean, nobody really likes to be disliked. Not really. We all like to be liked. But here's the thing. Throughout the whole history of humanity, nobody has been universally liked. Nobody throughout the whole history of humanity has been universally liked. Even Christ, Buddha, Prophet Muhammad, they all had and have their detractors. Yeah? Nobody's been universally liked. That's just the way it is. I mean, think about it. There are people who you dislike. And there are people who dislike you. Hey, believe it or not, there are even people out there who dislike me. No, crazy, right? But it's true. We all have people who dislike us. And that's okay. That's okay. But we wear these masks to try and hide these things, these facets about us, these aspects of our personality that we think people are going to dislike. We wear these masks to hide them. But unfortunately, doesn't really work, doesn't really help. See, here's what happens. When we hide behind these masks, yes, we start off hiding those facets of us that we think people might dislike. And we might even get to start to connect with some of those people. Maybe. But here's what happens. The more these people get to know you, the more you get to know them, the more you get to know each other, the more likely it is for the cracks to start appearing in your mask or for the mask to occasionally slip and they get a glimpse of the real you underneath that mask. And when that happens, if the real you has facets that they dislike, they're going to see those and they are going to dislike you. And it's going to be a lot harder for you because these are people who you thought you were getting on with who now dislike you. And in fact, it's even worse than that. They're going to dislike you even more because you have been lying to them. You've been fooling them. We don't like it when people make fools of us and lie to us. So they're going to dislike you even more. Oh, man, that sucks. So the people you were wearing the mask to try to get like you dislike you anyway. More than that, people who perhaps might have liked you for who you are never get a chance to see who you are and never get a chance to connect with you and never get a chance to like you. So not only do you still have the people who would have disliked you anyway disliking you, but the people who would have liked you don't even get a chance to see the real you and don't get a chance to connect and like you. It gets a very lonely place. It's kind of like having a shop. And inside, you've got the most wondrous treasures and gifts that some people would really love, that would mean the world to some people. You've got all of these inside. So things which some people have been looking all over for, and which really make their life so much better. You've got all of that inside, right? But you cover the windows of the shop so nobody can see in. In case somebody sees something they dislike, you cover the windows so nobody can see in. You maybe hide the sign so nobody, you're not advertising, you're not shouting out the name, you hide that. You perhaps even bolt the door so nobody can get in without really struggling. And then you hide the whole shop down a side alley somewhere. And then you wonder why you don't get any trade, why you don't get any customers. Nobody's going to wander down the side alley and try to get in that door just in the off chance there might be something in there they like. They're going to carry on past to the other shops, which are displaying what they offer in the windows. They're going to go to the shops, which are displaying things they like, and they're going to go in to those shops. So it's like when we're wearing masks. So what happens when we take off a mask? Surely if we take our masks off, oh, that means people are going to dislike us. They're going to see things about us they dislike, and they're going to dislike us. You know what? Yes, some people will. But remember what we said. Even Christ, Buddha, Prophet Muhammad, all had people who disliked them, all had their detractors. Nobody has been universally liked, and that's okay. When these great leaders came across people who disliked them, did they spend their time whining and crying, "Oh, why don't you like me? Please like me"? Of course not. Nobody likes a whiny crybaby. That just made people dislike them even more. They acknowledged and accepted and respected that these people disliked them. Nothing they could do about that. They just carried on being themselves, being true to themselves, being who they really were. And being there for the people who did like them, the people who needed them. And also being there for the greater number of people who had no opinion one way or the other yet, but could see the real them and get to like them if there was a facet about them that they liked. And so it is with us. When we take off our mask, yes, there will be people who dislike us, but you know what? They were going to dislike us anyway, sooner or later. But we're now able to draw to us and attract to us people who like us for who we are, people who see things that we think or say or do, and they go, "I think that. I say that. Yeah, I do that as well. I'm not the only one. I like this. Hey, I'm going to connect with this person because they're like me." And you start to attract people to you who are like you and who like you for who you are. And it's a lot less tiring just being who you truly are, yeah? So you start to attract the people who like you for who you are because you no longer have these masks on. And I guess even better than that, by being who you are, by showing yourself, destroying your fear, by releasing your mask and just standing there and being you, you give other people permission to be who they are. You actually act as an inspiration for other, but for some people you will never, ever even meet. But by being who you are, they can see you being who you are. They can realize, hey, I'm not the only person like this. I'm not the only one who thinks this, does this, likes this, says that, believes that. It's okay. It's okay for them to be there. It's okay for me to be me. And you enable them to stand up and be themselves. And this causes a ripple, which goes around the entire planet, ultimately, of people just being themselves. A massive impact that you have on other people's lives without ever even realizing it or knowing, without ever even meeting those people. You can have such an impact on other people's lives by just being you, enabling others to be themselves. And it's such an impactful thing, such a great thing to be able to do. I mean, who doesn't want to be able to positively impact others in their lives, right? And you can do this by removing your mask, by living your life free from all of these masks. Okay, Keith, that's great. How? How do we remove these masks? How on earth do we figure out what these masks are and start removing them? Great question. I'm glad you asked. The first step is being aware that we wear masks. Just being aware of the fact that we wear masks is a massive first step. It's a really useful first step. So you've already taken that first step now by acknowledging that, oh, okay, maybe I do wear masks. How do I get rid of them? By acknowledging that you wear masks, you've opened that first step, taken that first step on that journey to removing your masks. Because by being aware of them, now you can start to occasionally see where they are. But these masks are going to show up. It's things like, where in your everyday life, where are times where you avoid saying something in case other people don't like it? Or you avoid letting people know about your hobbies in case they judge you for it? Or you hold back on expressing who you really are? You maybe dress the same as others so nobody sees you as being different. You maybe don't discuss your hobbies or interests, or you don't join in discussion in case people dislike you for who you are because you have a different viewpoint. Those are signs that you are wearing your masks. Those are very much signs that you are wearing masks. Excuse me. So you can start the process by being aware of these masks and then just consciously deciding, you know what? I am going to stand for who I am. I'm not going to pretend I don't believe this. I'm not going to pretend I don't like that just to please other people. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to be me. Think, say, be who I truly am. There is a very easy question. No, it's a simple question. It's a very simple question you can ask, which helps you discover the real you behind the masks. It's a very simple question. And that question is this. Who were you before society told you who you should be? Who were you before society told you who you should be? Hey, I said it was a simple question. I didn't say it was going to be an easy one. It could take you quite a while to answer, and that's okay. I mean, let's face it, it's taking you your entire life to get where you are now. It's taking you your entire life to build this impressive collection of masks. It's okay if it takes you a little while to start to get rid of them and start to see the real you. What else are you going to do? You've got your whole life to do this. It doesn't matter if it takes time. But the sooner you start, the longer you'll be able to enjoy the benefits. So who were you before society told you who you should be? Start exploring that. Really get in touch with that. What did you like? What did you enjoy doing? What things did you like? What did you want to be? Those are all signs of the true, real you. And the more you explore that, the more you start to loosen these masks and get rid of these masks, better life becomes. Yes, there will be some turmoil to start with. You may encounter some friction, some pushback, but you know what? That's okay. You will come through the other end and you'll start connecting more with the people who are like you and who like you for who you are, which is a much more powerful place to be. And as you do this, you will reach the point where you can start to embody what I call the 8 powerful words. When you're truly able to live a life free from these masks, you start to embody these eight powerful words, and they are, this is me, this is who I am. This is me, this is who I am. And it's not coming from a place of power or judgment or conceit or ego. This is me, this is who I am, and if you don't like it, the heck with you. It's not that at all. It's simply a calm, quiet, matter-of-fact acceptance. This is me, this is who I am. When you're able to be in that place, life is so much richer for it, so much less stressful, so much more enjoyable. It's kind of like when you meet people, it's basically, look, this is me, this is who I am. If you don't like me, hey, that's cool. No worries. We'll probably never hang out. I'm going to let you get on and find the people who you like, and I'm just going to hang out with these people over here who do like me. And we're going to see what magic we can create together. Because you know what? This is me. This is who I am. You like me? Dislike me? It's all cool. That's who you are. If we like each other, let's see what magic we can create. If you don't like me, hey, don't worry. Have a great life connecting with the people you do like. This is me. This is who I am. Free from judgment, free from the need to please others, and just that quiet acceptance. It's such a powerful place to be. It truly is wonderful. And yes, it will take a lot to get there. And yes, there will be times when you start to feel, oh, I'm going to hide behind this mask. You are only human after all, right? But the more you're able to just be you, and yet you will find times where you find you've slipped a mask back on again. Hey, that's okay. No judgment. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't judge yourself for it. Just notice, hey, oh, look, I got a mask, right? Let's get rid of that one. This is me. This is who I am. A much more enjoyable way to live life. I do go into a lot more about masks, what they are, where they come from, and how we can get rid of them and how we can keep them off in the masks we wear. But hopefully you found this discussion useful and interesting. And even if you just follow the advice that's in here, the tips that are in here, I can't wait to hear from you what changes you start making in your life. Do share me. Do let me know. I'd love to know how you get on. Remember, you can always check out more information from KeithLakeMoreNoble.com. Connect with me there. Connect on the socials. If you like this, give it a like, a subscribe, a share. Share it far and wide. Comment. Let your friends know. And also, check out my Patreon, where there's always a lot more information, lots more content, and some really cool goodies for subscribers in there. So check that out. Just before I go, I'm going to leave you with one little thing which I use to help me keep in touch with the true me inside. Because as I said, sometimes life gets in the way, and you kind of feel that you're going to want to hide behind the mask, or you just kind of lose track of who you really are. And I share this with you in the hopes that perhaps you'll find something similar that works for you. When I was really young, I must have been about the age of about three, so about my third Christmas, I got a go-kart for Christmas. Yay! Good fun. And I've always remembered on that Christmas, Dad taking photos. So there was me sat in my go-kart with my baby sister on my knee. We're looking at Dad, and he's got the camera with the big flash bulb thing, and he's got the camera, and he's setting it all up. I'm looking straight at the camera. I've always remembered having that photo taken. I never knew why. It's just one of those things that stuck in my mind. Always remembered that. Good few years ago, Mum and I were flicking through some photos, some of the family photo albums, turned the page, bam, there it was. That exact photo, the photo I'd always remembered being taken. This was the first time I'd ever actually seen the photo. And it was a really bizarre feeling because I'd been looking straight at the camera, obviously. There was a three-year-old me looking straight out of the photo. I was I kind of, it was like I reached across time and connected with the three-year-old me. Gazing into the three-year-old me's eyes, three-year-old me's eyes gazing into mine, we kind of reached across time and connected. It really got me back in touch with who I was then. And the me who I was before society told me who I should be. And now, anytime I'm kind of thinking, oh, I just want to make sure I'm really me, I don't know where to wear masks, whatever, I just picture that, bring that picture to mind, and just connecting with that three-year-old me. And it's so wonderful, and it just, everything just melts away, and it just brings me back in touch with the real me inside. And I'm sharing that with you because it's my hope that you'll find something similar to you at some point as you go through this journey. Some point you'll find something that helps connect you with the real you inside, and you can start to release the masks that we all wear. You can start to show yourself, destroy your fears, release your masks, and be you. That's all I wanted to share for this week. Hope you liked it. Let me know, as I say, drop a comment, give a link, subscribe, share it with your friends. Let me know what you thought. Catch you in the next one. You can find lots more information, as always, at keithblakemorenoble.com. Check out my Patreon. You get bonus content there. And I will catch you again next week. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, take care. Look after yourself. Remember that change is always possible. When you change your mind, you change your life. So just imagine, what does your life look like if...
Listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit keithblakemorenoble.com.